From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. K-Seal delivers a one-step multi-purpose repair you can trust. One major symptom is a cracked engine block. This can happen if the engine overheats due to lack of coolant. It puts stress on the metal, which ultimately results in a crack. There's a few reasons your engine block might crack. Water pump failure is one. It disables the proper coolant flow, which causes overheating. Casting failure during injection molding is another. If the molding results in thinner sections, the application of heat to those sections can lead to engine cracks. The solution? K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator cap or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from many places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solution for each situation. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, Dan and I are here live every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, to answer your questions, your calls, your emails, your voicemails, your smoke signals. You want to text us. I think Dan's still got a pager, don't you, Dan? You could page Dan.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, if you can't get your car started or you want me to start it because it's too cold out, I can do that for you, Brian. Yeah,
everybody, any way you want to get a hold of us is right there at thecarshow.com. All the numbers, all the emails. We're easy to get a hold of. We don't hide. We're not good at that. And we're here to answer your questions. Like I said, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Put it in your calendar, make a phone call. As we start here, let's remind everybody, we're brought to you in part by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you moving with fast, free car care help. You can stop by any store for free battery testing and installation so that you're never left stranded. Their team makes it quick and easy to check your battery's health and get you back on the road with confidence. And speaking of batteries, we're also brought to you in part by AutoBatteries.com. It's a one-stop source for information on vehicle batteries, including battery recycling, installation, even jump-starting and charging. It's all right there at autobatteries.com, and that is powered by Clarios. And, Dan, it has been a stretch here of cold across the country, and I guess that is making batteries short-lived.
Oh, yeah. You know, Brian, we all heard about, you know, different batteries and amperage and, you know, like in the shop, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
The number one repair complaint, the number one thing we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, believe it or not, has something to do with the battery. And it's always because of the fact that people don't take a look at it every, you know, they last 3 to 5 years, but when a battery gets about 3 years old, every time you have your oil changed, you should have them do a battery check, have them do a load test on your battery. So, you know, if we get into weather like this, you're not going to have that no start condition. And what it comes down to with the batteries, in fact, you mentioned autobatteries.com. Yep. If you're, you know, a lot of people are do-it-yourselfers, they can change their batteries. But more and more over the years, I've seen in the newer vehicles that if your battery's not in the trunk of your car or under the passenger seat, or even if it's under the hood, there's a lot of work in changing these things just to get the batteries out. So you really got to know what you're doing when it comes down to a battery replacement. That's why going to autobatteries.com would be a starting point. And there are all kinds, like, hey, I can read it, but nothing beats an installation video. That's the plus about autobatteries.com. And so, you know, when we look at it, and everybody else, you know, people will call me and say, hey, you know, my car's not starting, what should I do? In many cases, you're better off if it's a super cold, you know, like I think in our area, it was, you know, minus zero. Sometimes if you don't keep on trying to crank it, if you wait a little bit, it may fire up that one time. So if you're not capable of doing it, you can run it to the shop, or if it's a somewhat easy battery to change, where, you know, you don't want to have people working out in a parking lot doing this. But I know for a fact that if you go to, you know, Advance Auto Parts, you can, the guys over there may, if it's an easy one, may install that battery for you. And I know for a fact that the, you know, the branded batteries they use are diehard batteries. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all remember diehard from Sears. It's been a name forever, but the diehard battery is manufactured by Clarios. I mean, so that's a good thing across the board, but like, again, in the shop, it all is about the batteries. I mean, over 60%. I mean, yes, you'll see that occasional, you know, the fuel pump failed or just immaterial things, but the battery is the heart of the charging system.
Yeah, and the good thing about Advance, and I know this because I've done it, if you need a new battery, I knew I needed a new battery, you can call them and say, hey, here's my car. It's a 2020 Equinox. I know I need a battery. If I bring it up there, can you install it for me if I buy one? And they can tell you on the phone whether they can do it or not, because some of it's too complicated and they don't have time, you know, there to get into it. And they told me flat out, I was like, no, that's not one we can change here. You're going to need to take that to a shop. We can get you the battery that you can take to the shop, but we can't change it in our lot.
Or on
which
the other
is nice.
Issue too, if you have your favorite shop you deal with,
right?
Yes, they'll do it. And then, I mean, even I know AAA has a service also pertaining to replacing batteries and so forth. But again, when it's this cold out, some of these batteries, I mean, even the trained service professional, they can take a half hour to 45 minutes to change. So I don't think you're going to want one of the service guys out there on your driveway trying to do that. It's not
going to work. No. And especially right now when it's I think the high here today is going to be 8. I don't want to walk from my car to the house. I sit in the car as long as I can. It's like, well, I'm going to run out of gas. I better go in, you know. It's too cold for anybody to be out there in this, you know.
Right. In fact, if you go to autobatteries.com and put your make and model of your car in there, 9 out of 10 times it'll show professional installation recommended.
Yes. Yes, it'll show you what to do, but it'll also tell you whether you should be doing this or not.
Exactly.
Which I like. I mean, I want somebody to say, you probably shouldn't do this.
Well, you know, and the other thing too, Brian, is think about, you know, I know how you are. Mm-hmm. I know you probably have your radio tuned into one station, but, you know, a lot of cases, if it's dead for a while or you disconnect that battery, you lose all your presets and you got to do all that over again. We're in a professional atmosphere like a shop. They'll be able to do a battery backup on your system to change that battery so you don't have to get into any of this reprogramming. Yeah.
So all the little aggravations don't follow you around. That's a cool thing.
Right.
The Car Show is brought to you in part by Advance Auto Parts. See the road clearly with help from Advance Auto Parts. Just swing by and enjoy free wiper blade installation with your purchase. Their team will get your new blades on fast so you're ready for rain, snow, and anything in between. And by AutoBatteries.com, powered by Clarios, your one-stop source for information on vehicle batteries, including testing and voltage procedures, maintenance tips, and seasonal care guidelines. That's all at AutoBatteries.com. Tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. K-Seal delivers a one-step, multi-purpose repair you can trust. One major symptom is a cracked engine block. This can happen if the engine overheats due to lack of coolant. It puts stress on the metal, which ultimately results in a crack. There's a few reasons your engine block might crack. Water pump failure is one. It disables the proper coolant flow, which causes overheating. Casting failure during injection molding is another. If the molding results in thinner sections sections, the application of heat to those sections can lead to engine cracks. The solution? K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator cap or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from many places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solution for each situation. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. Advance Auto Parts is giving one lucky Advance Rewards member a garage upgrade like no other. Introducing the Garage of Legends sweepstakes, featuring a chance to win a $25,000 garage makeover curated by the experts at Gears and Gasoline. Imagine turning a standard workspace into a professional-grade sanctuary. Plus, two additional winners will score $100 Advance Auto Parts gift cards and premium prize packs from top brands. Enter now through May 31st on the Advance Auto Parts app or advanceautoparts.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Motorad, a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. You can find Motorad products at most fine parts stores, including Advance Auto Parts, and at motorad.com. Let's find, oh, here it is, Dan. Another battery question. We're sticking with batteries for 300 here. 2018 Jeep Wrangler. They don't have miles. Some mornings, it won't crank at all for whatever reason. The lights turn on, the unlock with the key fob works. It's like, not sure if it, and they said it'll crank, like 3 days in a row, it'll crank, no problem. Then on the fourth day, nothing. Is this a bad battery, or is there another reason why my Jeep won't crank?
Well, this most likely has a push button to start feature.
Yeah, 2018, okay. That makes sense.
So what can happen, yes, if you have a battery that at a specific point drops down to 11.5 volts, a lot of these push to start things will not work, okay? So the first thing you need to do is have that battery checked. And I know that mm-hmm. When it does run, he can take it to Advance Auto Parts and they'll do a battery load test and let him know if he needs that battery or not. Or with a 2018 vehicle, mm-hmm. and if you take a look at it and say, wait a minute, you know, I've never replaced that battery. You know, that's a possibility too. Or it has been replaced, but it's 4 or 5 years old. So the first thing you want to do, if you know for a fact it's older, just go to Advance Auto Parts and buy yourself that diehard battery.
Yep.
And then after that, problem hopefully solved. But if not, if the battery is relatively newer, have them load tested and find out, because that's the beginning of, that's the heart of the charging system. I've mentioned that many times. Yeah. And then the next possibility, because it is an older vehicle, is just like our person with that Subaru, but the prior vehicle with the starting problem with the cables heating up,
yeah.
Corrosion, we want to make sure all the terminations are clean. Even if they're clean at the battery, follow that negative battery cable down to the block and make sure it's not rusted at that point, because we always have to remember a lot of these vehicles in our region, there's road salts that they use that are very corrosive that can create these electrical gremlins. And what we don't want to do is chase a ghost. So again, right. Have that battery, look at it yourself, look at repair history, or if it's unknown to you, sometimes there is date coding on the battery, a little round sticker. And if there is, you can go by that. And if the battery's 3 or 4 years old, right off the bat, just purchase that new battery.
Yeah. I mean, you start at the basics and then work your way over. And I think that's the basic. If it's not starting, start with the battery and then see.
Well, but then again, too, we don't know if that battery has just been recently replaced.
Right.
We don't want them to change a battery if it's already been changed.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, if that's the case, I would call whoever installed the battery for you if you didn't do it yourself and say, hey, what else could this be causing this? Take it back to your shop.
again, it's proven fact that, you know, a normal battery is 12.6 volts. And I mean, even if you do a test, an electrical system test while cranking, if it falls down, you know, below, you know, 10 and a half volts or whatever during cranking, it's not going to turn over. But with the push button to start, they're very finicky. They have to see that voltage there. That voltage has to be there. And if it doesn't see it, it's not going to crank on a push button application.
Which makes sense. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. It's electronic, not mechanical. So if it doesn't see the right power, it's not going to do it.
And your cold cranking amps and reserve capacity. And of course he didn't mention, you know, what the temperature is outside where he's having this problem.
So start of the battery, work from there.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. 2009 Honda Ridgeline, 170,000 miles on it. It says it's in need of new brake pads and rotors, front and rear. He's going to do the install himself because he's done it before, he said, several years ago. he says mostly he wants to do it himself because the local shops are quoting him anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200. He says this will almost certainly be the last set of brakes on this truck unless he passes it on to his daughter if it hasn't, as he says here, if it hasn't rusted away by then. His daily commute's about 10 miles, so he says he's shooting for something between bargain basement and premium parts, if that makes any sense. He goes, most importantly, I don't want them to be noisy or trashed after a year. He wants to know, he wants a recommendation of where he can buy them from. He says he sees online cheap kits for like $200, but a lot of the reviews say don't buy them. They're absolute junk. He said other people say just go to Advanced Auto Parts and let them tell you what to buy. He's asking, he says, is there any advice on where or what to purchase for like a middle grade brake kit?
Okay, so here's what he needs to do as a do-it-yourselfer. First of all, old vehicle, a lot of miles.
Yep.
Don't know where in the country he's at.
Nope, but doesn't say.
A lot of rust can form. 99% of a proper brake service, okay, is a preparation. He's going to find out when he takes this apart that a hub assembly is going to have surface rust on it. That's all going to have to be removed and cleaned, ground out, painted. He's going to find out that the caliper mounting brackets are going to be rusted also, to the point where the mounting bracket also retains the disc brake pads, and there's stainless steel abutment clips that are in there. When that bracket will rust, it actually will pinch the brake pad into the system. So not only does he have to clean the brake face of the hub, he has to make sure that these mounting brackets are clean. He's going to want to make sure that he paints these with a rust type after they're clean, because it's going to be bare metal. He's going to want to paint them and let them dry. And then also he's going to want to make sure that during this brake service, he's going to be using the CRC brake clean. That's an essential. Yep. He's going to want to use that before and after. He's going to want to make sure he gets the CRC siliconized brake grease. That's going to be a good up to about 3000 degrees. He's going to use that for the caliper pins. He's going to want to also use a little bit for the pads, so the pads can float back and forth. Now, you never, ever, ever skimp. When you go we'll call it a value priced kit.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times you're going to have brake noise. You're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
What I would recommend, and yes, you're going to spend a little bit more money, you're going to want to go to Advanced Auto Parts. You're going to take their recommendation. You're going to want to buy the premium pads, and also you're going to want to buy the premium rotors. Now, why do you want to buy the premium rotors? Because they're polymer coated. So being that this is an older vehicle and it's going to sit around for a while, the polymer coating itself will prevent the rust on what we call the hat. That's the face of the rotor.
Okay.
And also around the edge, because that, you know, the vehicle's hot and there's water on it. The rust starts from that outside edge and it creeps its way down. So by using a polymer rotor, it's going to prevent that. Why would you want to buy inferior products? And if it's sitting around and you're not driving it that often, all this surface rust begins to form. You're going to end up doing it over again.
Right.
And my saying is, why is there never enough time to do it right, but you always have enough time to do it over? We don't want to do that. And yep. Here's the plus on this. If by some chance there is a problem, this stuff is warranted, even though you may see it on Amazon a lot cheaper. You got to pay shipping costs. You're better off to deal with a local company like Advance, make them recommendations, make sure you buy the CRC brake clean and the silicone brake grease, and do it right the first time. And you look at the cost. Yes, it's expensive, but the technician's going to take a lot of time prepping the rust that has formed on the other components.
Right. And if you pay for the cheap stuff, you're going to have to replace it in a year. If you pay for the little more expensive stuff, it's going to last more than a year, and you'll be happier.
Absolutely.
You do get what you pay for. We always say that, too. Clean Correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze, and with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. Learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Advance Auto Parts is giving one lucky Advance Rewards member a garage upgrade like no other. Introducing the Garage of Legends sweepstakes, featuring a chance to win a $25,000 garage makeover curated by the experts at Gears and Gasoline. Imagine turning a standard workspace into a professional-grade sanctuary. Plus, two additional winners will score $100 Advance Auto Parts gift cards and premium prize packs from top brands. Enter now through May 31st on the Advance Auto Parts app or advanceautoparts.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind everybody out there that we are brought to you in part by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more about that at crcindustries.com. Dan, we were just talking about batteries and how they're going. We've got an email here about a battery, and it got my attention because I think it's very funny. It's a 2009 Toyota Avalon, so it's kind of an old car. And the way he starts is, he says, first of all, I'm kind of a car idiot. He goes, I'm also really sick of going through three or more major crises with this car. And any advice would be great. He says, got a new battery from AAA about a year ago. In December, it went out. And they came out and said they had installed it wrong and fixed something, and then it ran fine. He said then about 2 weeks later, they had to come out again because it wouldn't start. And they said because it was cold. He said it wasn't even below freezing at that point. But he had not started the car for a couple of weeks at that point. He has went out last week, tried to jump it with a friend because it wouldn't start, and he said the cables literally melted. Melted the plastic capping on the cables. The car refused to even start. It said before the plastic started melting, nothing. He said no lights, nothing. He said, he says I'm broke, and I'm at my wit's end. In your opinion, would you have AAA come out yet again and test the battery and see if it's bad, or just have them come tow it to a reputable garage who can test the battery and see if it's bad? He said, Or is my stupid old car just dead?
Well, Brian, what it comes down to is one simple thing. It's an older vehicle.
Yep.
And anytime we see melting, it's an indication that there's a termination problem. It's a bad ground. So that old of a car, most likely what someone has to do is they have to do what they call a voltage drop test. I doubt very much that the battery is defective.
Okay.
Very rare to get a new battery unless AAA sold them a battery that was 2 years old on the shelf, you know, that,
right.
which is a possibility. I'm not saying they did that.
And it may be that they didn't even look. This is the battery we have. We can put it in, you know, you're right. They might not have done it. If they did it, it wasn't on purpose, clearly.
Right. So what we have, so you look, naturally they put a new battery in. Most likely they clean the negative and positive battery cables themselves. Mm-hmm. But we have to remember there's also additional grounds that will run off that negative side. You'll have one ground that maybe will piggyback to one of the body components, like a shock tower, mm-hmm. a strut tower. There could be corrosion under that, especially if it's in our region that uses a lot of road salts for de-icing. The other possibility, too, it could also be a termination problem at the starter motor, or the starter motor itself is failing, where it's taking a lot more energy, amperage, in order to crank that engine over. So it's not just the battery. We have to remember with a charging system, the battery is the heart of the charging system. Then we have an alternator. Then we have a starter motor. A starter motor spins. It has an armature, and there's brushes that, you know, over time, you know, these brushes will wear down, and when they wear down, the holder that holds the brush could be actually into that copper armature itself, creating that extra load. So that's telling me that either because of a starter motor that could be failing or is defective, or a bad ground, that's why it is getting hot. So in this okay. case, you know, like he said, he's not too educated on doing things on cars. So this may be one not to chase a ghost. He may take it into a shop, pay a little bit of money. There, you know, a trained service technician or one that's experienced, that's been around forever, is going to go. He can even sometimes look, oh, there it is. Look at that, the corrosion over there. Yeah. Let's start there. So, you know, loosen it up, clean it, do whatever they have to do, and vroom, the car starts up. So, yeah, take it, spend a few bucks. Explain what happened. Say the battery was changed. They put it in. It's not that old. And let them do that. So even if right. their labor rate's $125 an hour, and if you could fix it for $125, you're on your way.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to let somebody, if you're having trouble, and this is not a slam at AAA or anything like that, but the guys on the road, they're not, I mean, they may be technicians, they don't have time to come and do a work like the shop does. You know, well, the guy right. in the shop's going to spend a little more time, you know, to try to get you and solve the problem, where AAA is just really trying to get your car started and get you going.
Right. Well, look at it this way, too. You know, when it comes down to electrical diagnosis, you know, you need digital volt ohmmeters, you right. need battery load tests. You know, I doubt very much in a little pickup truck that these guys are going to have all that equipment. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. They're wonderful, and I've had them come out and help me many times. I love AAA, but they're not a shop. You know, it's a truck.
Well, they do have service centers.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They do.
You know, if AAA installed a battery, they can take it into the service center where it's nice and warm for the guy.
So, yeah.
You know, that's another, especially if you're a member, you could do that. Not a problem.
Yep.
But we also have to keep in mind that he said his problem didn't come in until 2 weeks later.
Right.
And so, yeah. you know, it's an old car. Things happen. Things break. So
yeah, maybe it's time to think about another car.
Well, yeah,
that's
like
my
you,
solution so, to everything. Absolutely.
Like you, Brian, one day you should get a new car too. So
it's like, well, it comes a time with any car, no matter how old it is, and this is a pretty old car, and mine was too. Mine was 6. This one's way older than that. Where you have to, it's all. And I hate to use this because it's going to make it sound like I'm smarter than I am. There's a cost benefit analysis that you do in your head. Is like how much money am I willing to put into this car, and then think you're putting that money into this car. How many payments could that have been on a newer, better car? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's good to repair them yourself. It's good to keep them going. And I've heard you talk to guys who've had a million or more miles on their car. And people down here don't believe that. When I've told them that, people's like, that's not possible. It's like, if you actually maintain the car, I know for a fact it is possible.
It's for real.
Yeah.
It depends on how you treat your vehicle.
Correct. And if you get to a point, though, where it's like, you're dumping hundreds and hundreds of dollars into this car a month, then maybe it is time to go, yeah, I think we should move on. You know, it's
right.
it's just, it's, you know, it's, And maybe that's with this, you know, take it to the shop, let the shop look at it. And then if they can go, yeah, it's this, no problem. Boom, you're on your way.
Right. And yeah. Also, too, Brian, I'd like to add, you know, we talked about in an earlier segment about in the shop, about in this cold weather, what was the number one thing? Maybe when we get a little bit of time, we can talk about the number two problem in the shop that people have been experiencing, too, and see if this fits into any of our listeners' problems.
Sure. Let's do another quick email. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Everybody hang on. This person has a 2013 Subaru Outback that over the past year, it's exhibited high coolant temperatures with the needle fluctuating between medium and high temperatures. He replaced the upper radiator hose, the thermostat, and the connector, the temperature sensor, all replaced by a professional. Issue still persists. No white smoke coming from the exhaust. He says, though I have noticed a loss of power when passing on the freeway and when passing, the temperature needle skyrockets just as I begin slowing down or to make a turn or while moving slowly in traffic, it gets hot. Any insight on what might be causing this?
Well, many things. And the number one that comes to mind, yes, they had everything professionally done, but there may be a problem with the engine cooling fans that are not turning on. So we have two different styles of fans. One fan is going to be a higher low. And in a lot of the vehicles, and in fact, even on that Outback, most likely, it has a variable speed fan. So if we have an engine cooling fan that is not turning on, definitely what's going to happen is your temperature is going to skyrocket up. One area of concern that I would look at, especially on that Outback, that Subaru, would be having a air pocket. If by chance the air was not properly bled out of the system, and sometimes they can be real stinkers. I know in the past what I've done on a lot of vehicles that it would have an air pocket, you would have to have the vehicle supported up, whether you drive it up on ramps or have the front of the vehicle up at like 18 inches. Then you would idle the vehicle with the coolant cap off until it reached operating temperature, and this would help burp the system to get that air out because you're putting the radiator at the highest point. That is a possibility, too, as an air pocket. So number one, engine cooling fan. Number two, air pocket within the system.
Okay, that seems, and they seem relatively easy to check yourself.
Right, and one other area, and this is a possibility, and I'm not saying that the owner of the vehicle might be able to, this is on a cold engine, is to remove the coolant cap and see if there's an odor to the coolant in there. See if it smells like gasoline or exhaust. That would be an indication that you have a problem with a cylinder head gasket. And that may be the time, if that's the case, since it is an older vehicle, you can use K-Seal. And K-Seal, especially since it's only under certain examples, may take care of that overheating problem.
The Car Show is brought to you in part by Advance Auto Parts. See the road clearly with help from Advance Auto Parts. Just swing by and enjoy free wiper blade installation with your purchase. Their team will get your new blades on fast so you're ready for rain, snow, and everything in between. And by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. In just 2 years, it's projected that one out of every three vehicles on the road will require an AGM battery. Why? It's the tremendous electrical load we put on today's vehicles. Creature comforts like entertainment and GPS systems, heated seat and backup cameras, all stress vehicles' batteries. Even the MPG saving benefit of start-stop technology comes at a cost. AGM batteries offer a number of benefits, including increased cycling ability and faster charge times. You can learn more about AGM batteries at autobatteries.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind all of you that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. It offers more sealing power plus engine protection. And did I mention the 100% money-back guarantee? K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember what Dan always tells us, that we don't just seal it, do we, Dan?
No, we K-Seal it, Brian, always.
Correct.
We have to.
Yeah, if you want it to work right, yeah, of course.
That's true.
All right, we were talking before that right now you're seeing a lot of battery problems, that battery maintenance has become the big issue in the Colt, but you said there's a number two thing that's right behind the battery. What is that thing?
Well, the first thing is, you know, it doesn't seem like my car is warm enough inside anymore. I don't know what happened. Well, turned out to be, and we have to remember a couple factors, is that most coolants today will last 5 years or 150,000 miles. We know there's a lot of vehicles out there that may not have the 150, but they're up on a 5-year term. And that's when your coolant antifreeze needs to be replaced. You should have a cooling system flush every 5 years. And the reason for that, all the additive packages that are used in the coolants over time can actually, they degrade. And when all this stuff degrades out, that's where you end up with your problem. So what I have found out, and this is going back to thermostats too, and people don't realize that a thermostat works year round. I don't care if it's zero out. I don't care if it's, you know, 100 degrees out. What happens is a thermostat will only last so long. It really, on an average, will do 20 to 25,000 cycles. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Well, things happen. The spring can break inside. I've been seeing more and more what happens is they become sluggish. So the vehicles that I've done in the past week that these complaints were there ended up doing a cooling system flush. Then from the flush, replacing the thermostat. And in a lot of them, I always like to use the Motorrad products because they're OE equivalent or better in many cases. They have a lot of different products out there like fail-safe thermostats, you know, just a whole list that you could find this information out at Advance Auto Parts because they also distribute and sell the Motorrad products. So by doing the cooling system flush, replacing the coolant, which with the original equipment technology that PEEK has, you know, you're going to have, you know, green, blue, red, and European. I mean, there's North American colors. You do not want to cross-contaminate. You do not. You always want to make sure that, of course, you can do it two ways. If you're doing it yourself, you can buy the pre-diluted 50-50, or you can buy the straight version. And, you know, I think you get a little bit more bang for your buck buying it straight and mixing it on your own.
Okay.
And by doing, you know, the cooling system flush, the Motorrad thermostat, the PEEK antifreeze, if it is an older vehicle with a lot of miles, I like to do preventative maintenance. So what am I going to do? You know, just like we brush our teeth, Brian, we're gonna get in there. We're going to use a K-Seal as even though you may not have a problem, it's not a bad idea to put it in. I mean, recently I've been seeing a lot of vehicles that have, you know, will come in every 5,000 miles for their oil change and they're low on their coolant. You don't see anything on the ground. So, you know, of course you can use an ultraviolet dye, but you know, if it's a 5 years or old vehicle or older, I always, you know, recommend, installing the K-Seal. And then of course, if you have a larger vehicle, a larger cooling system, you can buy the KC Ultimate that has the, you know, about 30 or 40% more sealing capacity. And again, it doesn't plug anything. You don't, even if you want to use K-Seal, you don't have to flush the cooling system, which is great. You know, anybody listening to this now say, you know what? I got an old car. I don't want anything to happen. And of course, if, you know, it's not going to prevent anything if you have a rubber hose that goes, you don't see that, or it's not going to take care of a leaking water pump. But as preventative maintenance, it can be, it's a savior. It's one of the best things out there for automotive or anything else that has a cooling system. So then that is the area. And then, you know, I like to go that step further with the cold weather. We haven't talked about the fuel system, so that's not a bad idea then too. What I would do is use Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme because number one, it's a complete fuel system cleaner. What it's going to do, it's going to remove the deposits. It's going to lubricate your valves. It's going to clean your injectors. It's going to dissolve gums and varnish. It'll smooth out the idles, and it's not instant. You know, it's chemistry. It takes a little bit of time, just as much as it took to get it dirtied up. It may take a little bit to get it clean, but you want to do that, especially if it's a 5-year-old vehicle. You know, you don't have 150,000. It's one of these things because of our fuels today, the ethanols. And if you have a gasoline injected engine, it's even more critical that you need to, use a fuel system cleaner like Hot Shots Secret Gasoline Extreme.
Okay.
Do it all. And it's cheap. It's inexpensive.
Yeah. Absolutely. Way, way less expensive than the repairs that'll come if you don't do it.
Oh, always.
Now, not to make this about me, but, you know, it's always about me.
I know it is.
You know, I just leased a new car, just got a new car.
Mm-hmm.
How often, now, in a new car, I'm talking, it's a 2026, it's a brand new, 300 miles on it when I got it. How soon would you, like, put in the gasoline extreme to keep the engine clean? How soon would you, you know, I know I don't need K-Seal because it's brand new, but, you know, how soon did I start doing this stuff that's preventative chemistry?
Right now, Brian, the vehicle you bought most likely has a gasoline direct injected engine.
Yep.
Where in the old, you know, there's still a lot of port fuel vehicles out there where it's injected into the intake manifold, but with a gasoline direct injected engine, it is going right into the combustion chamber. So what happens, there's no cooling there. So whatever dissolves or sticks, it's going to stick on top of the piston in between the valves. It's going to dirty up that combustion chamber. And we all know that when carbon, which is in the cylinder on top of the piston, on top by the valves, the buildup can increase compression ratio. And what happens when it increases compression ratio? You have a loss of power in fuel economy, because the knock sensor is taking over and it's retarding the timing back. But by keeping it clean, you're going to have that get up and go always. And it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
You know, you have one that's called a keep clean and one that's called a clean up. So what you don't have to go out and buy the fuel system cleaner, that's the concentrated, expensive stuff.
You just get a keep clean.
You need a keep clean, which is probably one quarter of the money, and do that every 3,000 miles. It's amazing on how by doing that, it's going to be something that, well, just like you go to the dentist for preventative maintenance, you know, with your tooth, your cleaning,
your job
is for the first 6 months or years to brush your own teeth. That's the keep clean. And their job is to clean it up. So that's the good scenario to use when you start using fuel system cleaners. And again, you know, the Hot Shots Secret is a way to go on that. And I know, again, Advance Auto Parts, all of these products that we mentioned in our show today, they all handle these products.
Right. And it's good to know, no matter how old your car is, if it's an older car, yes, you want to do this stuff. But a lot of people, I would think, now, you know, I'm learning stuff every day, but it's a newer car. Well, I don't need to do that yet. I don't need to worry about that yet. Yeah, you should probably do it with every oil change and just to keep ahead of that. Like you said, I'm brushing my teeth every day. Why wouldn't I, with every oil change, add this stuff to keep my car running smoothly? And if nothing else, think of your miles per gallon.
And there's things, I've seen this all over the internet. You know, in the old days, you used to call this snake oil. But, you know, again, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk. I worked in a testing laboratory, engine dynos, chassis dynos, bore scopes, looking inside of cylinders. Chemistry today is totally different than what it has been in the past. And, you know, sometimes it can be very confusing. There are a lot of different fuel system cleaners out on the market. So take our recommendations.
Yep.
Use what we recommend and problem solved.
Absolutely. Another one in the books. We'll do it again. Oh. We'll convene next week and do it again, Dan. What do you think?
Why not? We always do.
Perfect. Until next week, everybody listening, remember Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, we're here. Until then, have a safe driving week ahead. Clean Correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze, and with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. Learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Advance Auto Parts is giving one lucky Advance Rewards member a garage upgrade like no other. Introducing the Garage of Legends Sweepstakes, featuring a chance to win a $25,000 garage makeover curated by the experts at Gears and Gasoline. Imagine turning a standard workspace into a professional-grade sanctuary. Plus, two additional winners will score $100 Advanced Auto Parts gift cards and premium prize packs from top brands. Enter now through May 31st on the Advanced Auto Parts app or advancedautoparts.com.